Hello, everyone out there. Thank you for tuning in for another episode of the Rebel Talk podcast. I am your host, Latasha Ledbetter. I am the owner of Rebel Queen Reloaded. I am a life coach, speaker, and author. Tonight, I really just want to come and speak to you all out there regarding the word rest. Let me ask you a question. Are you busy? You know, busy just to be busy, or are you busy with a purpose? This was a question I was proposing to my tribe as I'm getting ready to send out an email. And by the way, housekeeping items before I jump into tonight's topic. If you're not following me on Instagram, please make sure to hop over to Instagram.com/LatashaLedbetter. Also, if you haven't joined my email list, you should do it because they get exclusive access to the podcast before anyone else does, along with those that have subscribed to the Anchor platform. But they also get exclusive access to a lot of other things no one else will. I'll be sharing a lot of things with my email list that I won't even be sharing on social media. Oh my gosh, why? Just because. So again, if you are not on my email list, please go to my website. That is www.latashaledbetter.com and join the mail list so you can be up to date on exclusive things and things that I'll share. All right, now, back to the question, the topic of discussion for tonight. Are you busy just to be doing something, or are you busy with purpose? This past weekend, my body pretty much told me, girl, we shutting it down. You're not doing anything. You're gonna be sitting in this house most of the day, and you're gonna need to rest. So on top of sinus and allergy issues, because it's that time of season again. For some of us, we have them all year long, so they just never go anywhere. But now that the weather is changing, you know, my sinuses, my allergies, they like to, you know, act up. I guess it's the hay fever in my area. But I had a migraine also. It was from pretty much all day Saturday to most of Sunday. So I didn't do too much. I didn't really leave the house. I left for a little bit and then came on back in because I was tired of being in. But my body has told me that I'm doing way, way too much. So I decided to listen. But I wanted to ask, this was the question I had to ask myself. Am I busy just to feel my schedule with things to appear like I got it going on and then I'm popping, or am I busy with a purpose? Okay, see, when we are walking in our purpose, we're walking in that thing that God called us to do, we have to learn to say no to things. We can't do what we used to do. We can't move like we used to move. I can't even talk the way I used to talk. Now, if you've been following people like myself for a while, that's something you hear a lot of. That when you want to level up to the, when you're going to get to the next level and whatever it is that you're doing, you have to do things different. I'm pretty sure all of us have heard the term, to get something you never had, you've got to do things you've never done, which is true, but it's kind of overused. Nobody really explains, well, what are those things you have to do? Why is it that old ways won't open new doors? So I want to touch on that just for a second. So back in the day, I would be busy just because other people were busy, and it seemed like, well, that's the thing to do. If you're busy, then you're in popular demand, right? Well, not necessarily. Some of us, especially those of us involved in ministries at church, a lot of times, you know, when you're single, your church may depend on you because you don't have you may not have a family of your own. And some single people do. Nothing wrong with that. But when you're single with no kids, it's like you're a rare jewel. And everybody is like, oh, we need you to do this. Oh, you can serve on this. Oh, can you serve on this committee? Oh, can you come and watch the kids during this time that we're ministering to the parents? A lot of times, a lot of you that are single may understand you can get burnt out with all the things that ministry requires of you when you're willing and when you're able, because you don't have to go home to a spouse or you don't have kids, so you have a little more freedom, unless you're walking in your purpose, as most of us are now. And those of you that aren't, it's okay, because it's never too late for you to start. But even people that are married, sometimes if you're involved in different types of ministries, whether you serve on hospitality greeting, my church would call it first contact, or you serve in worship, maybe you're on the choir or the worship team or the band, or you may serve in a life, you may lead a life group, you may serve with the youth, whatever. There's different areas of ministry that a lot of us serve in, and some of us serve in multiple areas, and sometimes we don't know, myself included, when to say no. And I can admit that in the past, I've been on dozens of committees for churches that I've been involved in. One, it feels good to be involved, and two, you get to know people that way. A lot of the friends that I've made throughout the churches I've been involved in, I sound like I've been church hopping. That's not even the case, but I digress. A lot of the friends I've made is because I became involved. And it's great. It's great to meet people, and it's great to serve, because the work is plenty, but the harvest is plenty, but the workers are few. Whatever. Don't let me get up here messing up stuff. That's not my intentions. But basically, sometimes we don't know when to say no. And then there's work. So if you're like me, you still work a 9-to-5, and so you're busy with work. And then me, I started a new position within my company earlier this year, and so I'm still learning the ropes. I'm still getting acclimated with my role in the department, and I'm wanting to become a subject matter expert in something. And so that may require additional time outside of my work hours that I actually don't have right now. And again, I also am a businesswoman, so preparing to work with clients again, because last year I sort of closed down the coaching part of my business to focus more on speaking. And so now, as I'm preparing to work with clients again, and next year I still want to continue with the speaking, that means I have to get into a new rhythm. That means I have to do things, right? So I'm busy with church or ministry. I'm busy with business. I'm busy with work. I'm trying to eat better. I'm trying to exercise. And, oh, we won't even talk about dating. But I'm trying to do all of that, too. But, you know, there comes a time when there's some things that are on your plate that you have to reevaluate. And so tonight, I asked my group the question of, are you busy just doing stuff, or busy with a purpose? And I'm going to tell you the answer to mine. I pretty much discovered that while I'm trying to be busy with purpose, I'm also busy with other stuff that doesn't have to be on my plate, that doesn't belong there. So I have to say no. Now, let your no be no and your yes be yes. When you're asked to do something, and you're asked to take on something extra, and you already know that you're nearing burnout now with what you've got going on, I implore you, I urge you to say no. It will be okay. It will not be the end of the world. And they may need you, but the people tied to you need you to be at 100%. And you don't want to risk bleeding on other people by accident. What do I mean by that? Well, you may not be hurt or wounded or anything, but if you're tired in spirit, you've poured out, you're not being poured back into, you have nothing to give to the people that need you, you're going to kind of start bleeding on them. You might start getting snappy with them. And that's when, you know, and you might start feeling like, oh, I don't want to do this. You don't want to get to that point, trust me. So for me, while I already gave my commitment, I asked for help. And to my surprise, well, not to my surprise, because I'm surrounded by wonderful people who are always willing to step in and help, I got the help that I need. It's taking the pressure off so that I don't bleed on these other people that are counting on me to lead them. And I'm like, thank you, God. But I also know for the next time, I'm not able to do this right now. There'll be another season where I can, but just not right now. I'm back in that building stage, and this building stage is so important because I need to build authentic relationships with the people that are attached to me. And I'm doing that, but I want to make sure I'm at 100% with whatever I do. I want to give my best. I don't want to show up exhausted. And I fear that that's what I'm doing currently. I'm still showing up. But by the grace of God, nobody even can tell that I'm exhausted, but I don't want that to continue. So I've asked for help. I'm going on vacation next month. I am so excited, yes. But sometimes you have to step away, and you have to say no, you have to rest. So if you find yourself busy with just doing stuff, because that's what you've always done, but you know that you have a purpose over here that God has made you for, with other people tied to you to receive something from you that's monumental to their deliverance and their own purpose, you got to start saying no. You've got to back off. You've got to write down what exactly your goals are, right? What exactly it is that you want. And you've got to look at what's on your plate. What are you doing? If there's something on there that is not in alignment with it, you need to cross it off. You need to say no to it. You need to step down. You need to step back. Or if you're carrying the load by yourself, you need to request help. Always request help. There is nothing wrong with requesting help. In fact, it's the thing to do. We cannot carry this burden alone. God didn't make us to be alone. He made us for companionship. He created us here for each other, to serve each other. So figure out what is on your plate that needs to go. Now, that being said, if you're a wife, you're a mom, you're a husband, you're a father, I can't so much tell you to knock all those extracurricular activities off of your plate that your children do. That's not what I'm aiming at here. But there are some things that we commit ourselves to that we don't need to do. And you have an idea already of what it is. I don't have to tell you. You already know. It's some of those things that you continue to show up to, and you think, oh my God, I really don't want to be here. I could be doing something else. I do not want to do this. I don't even like this. But yet you show up time and time and time again. You know exactly what it is. I don't know who this is for, but you know exactly what it is. You need to cross it off your plate. You need to do it now. Get it off your plate. Or if it's one of those things where it occurs in cycles, like it occurs for the summer, then they take a break in the fall. Don't sign back up for it come the spring or whatever, or winter, whatever. Don't sign back up for it. So, what I was saying about rest. When we're busy, with a purpose. We find time to rest, but I also want to explain the forms of rest. Rest doesn't always look like, oh, I'm going to sit down and I'm going to binge watch Netflix. Rest could be you be getting still, but it could also be you meditating. Because when I think about people in ministry, if you are a pastor, you know, you're responsible for a flock of people. You're a shepherd of a flock of people. Sunday isn't your rest day. It's one of your working days. So Saturday night, you probably are getting ready for Sunday. But Monday may be your rest day. Monday may be your actual Sunday if, depending on how your church is structured, you don't have to go into the office on the Monday. Or could be Saturday. But it may not mean it's an entire day for you to do absolutely nothing. It may be between the hours of 2 and 5 or whatever. It may be you, your kids, just sitting together, enjoying a meal, or watching the TV. And it's just a moment of you unwinding. However it looks, rest does look different for each and every person, dependent upon personalities and things that you have going on in lifestyle. I'm not married yet and I don't have children yet. So for me, I can find time, even though I don't always, I can find time to put some rest in there and some meditation and whatever else. I can go to bed earlier. I can get up earlier. So if rest for me is more like meditation, then I can get up earlier and do it. I don't want to always do that because I am not a morning person. But as I find myself walking in my purpose, I do have to change and make sacrifices. That's that point of we have to do things we haven't done before. So it may mean that instead of working out in the evenings now, I have to get up at 5:30 so I can go to the gym by 6 and take my 50-minute class there. Then come home, shower, off to work, and then at least I've gotten the workout out the way. But if I try to wait until the evening, knowing I've stayed up until midnight or 1 o'clock in the morning, sometimes for no reason, then I'm going to be really tired that evening. I'm going to still make myself go to the gym, but then I'm going to find myself getting to bed again at 1 o'clock because I got wound up after that workout. Even though I'm tired, I could probably go to bed, but my mind is wound tightly. So it means that you have to make sacrifices of maybe your time or your resources. Maybe I don't eat out as much right now because I'm trying to save up to do something different for next year. Maybe you know that it's time to change your zip code and God has already told you the next city you're going to, possibly even the next state. Well, you may need to save them coins. You may need to get a second job or work your business harder to generate that income. Whatever it is, you have to do things you didn't do before. Like, I didn't so much maybe get up as early before because I could always work out in the afternoon. I may have to switch that to the mornings because my schedule is now packed. And whatever it is you have to do, you have to figure out what you can change up, what you're willing to give up to make it work. I hope that makes sense. But also, being busy just to be doing stuff, you will burn yourself out. And I'm glad that I have friends around me that can remind me of that and ask me those tough questions of, why do you keep sacrificing yourself? Everyone else is going to be fine, but you're going to be off in the mental institution somewhere because you done went crazy. And this is, I'm not making fun of mental health. issues I deal with my own. But I'm just saying, I'm going to be in La La Land somewhere, but everyone else is going to then say, oh, well, she should have taken better care of herself. So don't burn out. Ask for help where you need it. Cut back where you need it. Okay? All right. So, I want to ask you again. Are you busy just doing stuff or busy with a purpose? So from this day forward, before you decide to commit to anything else or add anything else or even learn anything else, some of us are lifelong, we all should be lifelong learners, okay? None of us have learned absolutely everything there is to learn in life. I love learning. But if I'm going to add one more thing to my plate that is not in line with my goals, I don't need to do it. Not right now, because I don't have that kind of time to allow myself to get burned out. I can burn myself out by adding stuff. So I have to be careful with that. I love to doodle. I love crafts. Sorry. And I said doodle, okay? I love crafting. I love everything dealing with planning, stationery materials. Like, I am definitely going to come out with a stationery subscription box one day. But I can't add that to my plate right now. Those are ideas I have to write down. And I have to pick at least maybe four to say, hey, you know what? These are the ones I'm going to concentrate on now for this year. And then maybe if one of them doesn't pan out, I'll take it out the rotation and add one of those other ideas. Or once this one's popping off and I can automate it to where it's bringing money in passively on its own, let's add one of these other ideas into the rotation. But do not burn yourself out. Don't do it. It is not worth it in the end. Your health is your wealth. Why? Because if you're sick and on tons of medication and in and out the hospital, how are you being of any help to anyone else? In my mind, I'm not, if that's all that's going on with me. So, again, take care of yourself. Get the rest that you need. Figure out what other ways of rest work for you. For some of us, introverts, you know, people, anyone that loves to read, taking 30 minutes to an hour to read before bed, that puts your mind in a relaxed state, and then you can easily fall asleep. For some people, it may be scrolling Facebook for 30 minutes before bed, although studies show we shouldn't do that. But you gotta do what works for you, boo-boo. And just do it. Just find out. Test it. That's the only way you're gonna find out. And once you find that out, run with it. Don't worry about it looks different from what this person's doing. We're all unique. We're all different. So what works for one is not gonna always work for the other. So, you know, I feel like I say that word so much. I really should rejoin Toastmasters. Anybody out there ever been a part of Toastmasters? I loved it. Loved it. Anyway, I digress. Make sure you're making time to rest and getting sleep. If you only need 8 hours of sleep, get it. For those of you that can get by with 5 and 6 hours of sleep, y'all aren't people. Y'all gotta be zombies or something. I don't know how y'all do it. I need at least 8. I think I actually need 9 hours of sleep to really feel like refreshed and generated. I don't know how some of y'all out here talking about you only need 4 hours of sleep, 5 hours of sleep, team no sleep. No, don't do that, because some of y'all out here with these deep bags up under your eyes and it's like, you're 27, but I thought you were 50. Come on. I need y'all to get your sleep or do an eye mask or something. Get your rest. Your body needs it. Your cells need time to regenerate, and your body needs time to get through, to regenerate from the day, okay? We put our bodies through so much, we don't even realize it. So, again, make sure you figure out what rest looks like for you, but also get your sleep, drink your water. Now I'm talking to myself too, because I need that. Get your sleep and drink your water and eat your vegetables, okay? I promise, I'm not your mom, I'm not your counselor or anything like that, but I'm just saying, I want us to be strong. I want us to be warriors for 2020, but 2019 isn't finished, so let's finish this year out strong. There's still some time left. It may not be a lot. It's already the middle of October. Can you believe that? This decade is about to be over. Yes. So I want us all to finish strong. I want us all to win, and we can. We all can eat out here. Okay? We can all eat out here. So finish strong. Find out what rest looks for you. Get the sleep that you need. But be busy with a purpose. Meaning, you do carve out time for rest. Sundays, if you're not in ministry, or at least you're not a pastor or like a worship pastor, maybe Sundays may need to be your rest after church. I don't know. Saturdays may be your rest. Take time for your self-care. It's not always about getting your hair did and your nails and your toes. Sometimes it's about, you know what? I need like 20 minutes to step away from these people. Again, parents, I don't give you guys advice because I don't know how you do it. I'm just sitting over here thinking like, oh my God, when I do become a mom, what am I going to do? Like, do I lock myself in a closet, or do I lock the bathroom door and just let them scream and holler and knock on it, you know? I mean, it's enough that the dog follows me in the bathroom now. I feel like I can't get time to myself, but I can always close her out and lock the door. But again, I don't give parents advice, but if there's anything you can take off of your plate, do it. If there's any way you can even just give yourself 5 minutes to yourself, I don't know how, I don't advise, do it. And for the rest of us, find that time. We can make time. We make time to complain about things. We make time to scroll Facebook, Instagram. Now, I'm not calling you out because I do the same thing, and these are things I know I have to stop. I have to put a time limit on it. Oh my goodness. Okay. I'm starting to sound like somebody's grandma. So I'm gonna stop there. I just really felt this on my heart to talk about this being busy. Like, why do we feel the need? We always gotta have something going on. We always feel we gotta have something going on. We feel like something's wrong if we get time where there's not, our schedule isn't packed with something. And I see that a lot, and I'm gonna be honest, sometimes that makes me wonder, do I want to be a mom? Because the kids have this practice and that practice, and we're off to this and we're off to that, and I'm like, dang, are you people ever home? And then I look at me, I'm like, well, am I ever gone? Do I go anywhere? Well, yeah, I do. But anyway, let me stop rambling. Thank you so much for listening to the Rebel Talk podcast. I'm pretty sure my southern accent has been all exposed as usual. But again, you could have been listening to anyone else, but you decided to click here and listen to me. So if you made it this far, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you so much. All right. Well, I'm going to end it there. I will talk to you all soon. Bye. This has been another episode of the Rebel Talk podcast with your host, Natasha Ledbetter. Thank you for listening, and we will catch you on the next episode. Should you want to reach out to us to be interviewed or to sponsor, you may contact us at info@latashaledbetter.com. Yes, girl.